great. I mean, I think it's been like that for most of the year, where I don't have to force shots, take tough shots. I could, you know, play within the offense. And tonight, the guys were great. Giannis did a great job of starting us off right and being in aggressive attack mode. And everybody else, we just made plays for one another and then knocked down shots.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Chris Middleton talking about setting the tone, and they did. They came out and took it to him right away. And they did set the tone. I tell you what, after the first 5 minutes of that ball game, I didn't have one bit of doubt that the Bucks were going to walk away with a victory in that contest. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And don't forget, Wednesday Night Live is back the last weekend, the last Wednesday in May. Rebel Grace is going to take the stage at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Hope to see you out there. It's going to be a great summer once it gets here. That being said, Steve Novak, co-host with me of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Tonight, Pau Gasol is going to be joining us. And to talk more about that and the game yesterday and looking forward to Game 2 coming up on Wednesday, Steve Novak joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Game 1 went smooth. Like you said, and tonight we got Pau Gasol at Rare Steakhouse at 6 o'clock, so I'm looking forward to that. And what a legend to have on the show. It should be fun.
Yeah, I was going to say two things. First and foremost, tell me a little bit about Pau. Let's start with that, because Pau should be, he'll be special in person tonight.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we know who he is to this team, and I think we also know who he's been as a basketball player. I mean, he's one of the greatest champions, basketball, international, and in the United States champions, I think, that the game has seen. He's won gold medals, and he's won NBA championships. He's been MVPs of Euro leagues, and you know, I imagine he's going to have some incredible perspective playing with a guy like Kobe and being in San Antonio with Pop. And look, he's one of the oldest guys in the league, and he's seen it all.
Being a guy that has seen it all, he's kind of the, I don't want to call him a hood ornament to the team, but he's kind of the guider. He's kind of the guy that, like you said, has seen it all, and he can help guys in certain situations. My guess is that this team saw teams like Toronto and Philadelphia fall on Saturday, and the veterans say, you cannot take anybody lightly, otherwise you're all on your home court down, you know, no games to one. Probably leaned on some of that veteran experience going into yesterday's game, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, right, that we're saying that, because I think coming into the playoffs, the two things I felt like the negativity or the doubts that I heard was that, well, this team hasn't really been in the playoffs. They don't have a lot of playoff experience, at least this group, other than, you know, last year. And, you know, I think you saw that Giannis, although he could be, by many, I think, considered a veteran, he's not been in the playoffs a ton, but I think he was the guy who set that tone. He's so unique because, yes, like you said, there are veteran guys around him like Pau and George Hill and Ersan and Brooke and those guys, but you just feel like when you watch Giannis, he is built differently. He does think differently. He approaches it different. When you ask him about being in Milwaukee, he likes being in Milwaukee. You ask him about what he wears to the game, he doesn't really like wearing suits. He talks about all the guys engaged on Instagram and Twitter and everything. That's not how he thinks. That's not how he's built. I think he's so special, and I think that's why yesterday's game started the way it did and why the Bucks on their home court took care of business the way they did. And I also think that's why the Bucks we're number one this year. It's this guy, I mean, he approaches the game different, and although he's only 24, he does play like a vet, and he's showing big-time leadership.
What did you take away from yesterday's game? Is that it, or is there – it just looked to me like they stayed composed when Detroit got physical. They didn't get mouthy. They didn't fall into the trap of getting into that, you know, hand-to-hand combat thing. They knew it was going to be a physical game. They kind of looked out for one another. They were hitting their shots, passing the basketball. Transition D was really good yesterday. It seemed like there were a lot of things I could take away and say, this is what you were looking for from a Milwaukee Bucks start.
Yeah, I mean, I think after watching the first day of playoffs on Saturday, you wanted to just see this game start and see what happened, because everybody felt like the Bucks are the better team. The Bucks are the ones, Detroit's the 8 seed for a reason. But I think that, you know, I took away that Detroit has been a team all year that has said, our goal is to make the playoffs. Mid-season, they were saying, we are going to right this ship. We still believe we can make the playoffs. We can do this. And so they've accomplished their goal. They've said that's what they want to do, to take that step and be in the playoffs and show that they've taken the first direction, the first step towards winning under Coach Casey. And they've done that. The Bucks are so far from that. They don't talk about their goals, but they're here to win a championship. That being said, yes, there are more rounds of the playoffs to go, and there's still three more wins that have to take place in the first round. But that's what I took from that game is these are two different teams. And if the Bucks continue to be who they've been, Detroit continues to be who they are, you know, the Bucks are going to beat these guys, I think, quickly rather than seven games.
You saw everybody get a little taste yesterday, and how big was the experience or maybe just the minutes gained down the stretch when they started sitting some guys? To get guys involved early and to get guys involved late in the season to kind of carry that rhythm into the postseason. The one thing that I took away from it, Steve, and we've talked about it all season long, this team's just deep. They just got shooters. They've got guys that can play anywhere at any time. I thought Pat Connaughton had a huge game. I really like what some of these guys are bringing to the table, even after the fact that, you know, they didn't get a ton of playing time throughout the season, but down the stretch and specifically yesterday, they were able to get some additional playing time. It looks like everybody's just in a rhythm.
Yeah, it does. It does feel that way. And I think every time that the conversation is brought up that this team is deep, the bench is playing good, they're showing that they can use more than eight guys, there has to be credit given to Coach Bud and his staff and the way they utilize these guys. Because every team has 15, 17 guys. But the way Coach Bud uses these guys in terms of consistently throughout the year, in terms of putting them in the game at the right times, giving them the ball individually in the right spots for each one of these guys, I think, yes, this team has depth. And also, Coach Bud knows how to put these guys, 1 through 15, in the right spots. And you saw last night, you know, towards the end of the year, we continue to talk about these bench guys are getting great opportunities. They're going to be helpful in the playoffs. And I think some people probably said, we know the lineup's going to shorten up. Those guys aren't going to get minutes. Well, now you're seeing that's real. Those guys are playing. Pat Connaughton led the team in minutes last night with 28 minutes. Giannis played 23. So, now, this first round, I think, is going to be different than the rest of the playoffs going forward. But nonetheless, right, it speaks to what I think Coach Bud understands and prepares for going into the playoffs and towards the end of the playoffs, which he has been before.
Talking with Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. We'll see him tonight as well at the Milwaukee Basketball Hour down at Rare Steakhouse, 6 to 7 tonight. Pau Gasol, our guest. Coach Bud, now you take a team that just destroyed the Pistons. How, and you've been to this point where, how do you now look at a team and go, okay, you know, this should be a cakewalk? I mean, I understand everybody's good in the NBA and everybody that's in the postseason is good, but this was a dominating performance in which everything pretty much went right. Now, you haven't faced everything going wrong as of yet, but how do you not get a little overconfident?
Yeah, you know, I think you would worry about that if it wasn't this group that has shown that they don't get overconfident. They don't get arrogant. They're not really worried about last game, and they're not really worried about the game after the one they're about to play. They, as coach speak and as cliche and cheesy as, hey, we're going to get better every on the next game. First game yesterday in the playoffs is not different than any other game. He said that, and so some people might go, well, yeah, it's the playoffs, it's different. I think the point he's making and the message that's clearly in that locker room is that we are approaching one day at a time, and that means in practice, let's get better. Let's work on the things that we need to do. And then when the games come, let's win this game so we can worry about the next. And so, I mean, I think it's a talent. I think it's something you have to learn how to do, and it appears to me that this group has learned how to do that because that's what you're hearing really out of every guy and every coach when they're interviewed is, this today is what it's about, and we're not going to get confident. We're not going to get overly arrogant. We're going to focus on the next win.
Steve, always good stuff. I'm looking forward to talking to Pau Gasol tonight. This should be a lot of fun, and obviously Bucks fever is taking over the city. Rivers are green. Bridges are all decked out. I mean, obviously the Pfizer Forum is hot, so this should be a fun one tonight. And to get his experience and his stories this evening, I'm really looking forward to this program.
I am too. I think you're right. I'll see you tonight.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. And tonight we're going to be at Rare Steakhouse downtown Milwaukee. Come on out and say hi. Pau Gasol will be our special guest this evening live and in person. So if you want to be a face in the crowd and say hi to Pau, you certainly can. But Bucks fever has taken over this city. There's no doubt about it. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.